Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A 63-year-old grandmother has appeared in court charged with sending obscene Christmas cards to her family, which had pictures of penises scrawled on them. Elise Hennessy is also accused of faking an 87-year-old relative's signature in a bid to get her home care stopped.
It sounds like a crazy grandma.
Hennessy of Ballyroan County, Ireland, appeared at court to face charges under the Postal Services Act. Detective Garda Connor Egan told the court around Christmas time 2016, the injured parties in the case received cards and letters from the accused, which were obscene with images of male genitalia on
them. There's a whole bunch of penises on this card.
All the injured parties were relations of the accused, except one who employed her daughter, Margaret Conroy. The accused's first cousin told the court that she had just buried her sister when a grieving mother received the obscene Christmas card. But they recognized the writing from a sympathy note from the week before.
Oh, she didn't sign it.
Ms. Conroy said, for someone to use the same pen to write that letter to my mother, who was 87, is bad, sad, and mad. I'm ashamed to say that she's a first cousin of mine. Hennessy is also accused of writing fake letters to authorities asking for her 87-year-old relative's home care service to be stopped. The court heard
So sorry for your loss. I thought you'd like to see some penises.
The court heard a family row, possibly over land, is believed to have sparked Hennessy to write the obscene Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
In mitigation, Hennessy's defense said that she had no previous convictions, had written letters of apology, and was undergoing serious cancer treatment.
I can't say I wouldn't mind getting a few cards like that.
Yeah, why not? A Western Pennsylvania woman has been charged with shooting her husband in the head following what she alleges was an assault after she refused to cook him breakfast. 36-year-old Rachel Eustey is facing charges including attempted homicide, aggravated assault, and child endangerment. Police said that John Mackey was flown to the hospital in critical condition after the shooting was reported. Police say Eustey reported that the couple argued because she wouldn't cook him breakfast.
And so it's no to the waffles?
She alleges that he choked her and she pointed a gun to scare him off, but didn't intend to strike the victim. Eustey will be represented by the County Public Defender's Office. All right, one more. Oh, we got to go live on Fox. I forgot about that. 1 minute?
About 45 seconds.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go.
All right, do it quickly.
A door to a residence was damaged during a recent burglary, but the only thing reported missing by the resident was food, specifically chicken nuggets. Actually, two chicken nuggets. An unknown suspect entered the residence by kicking in the back door, destroying the door frame. Two footprints were seen on the door. According to the report, two chicken nuggets were also removed from the refrigerator.
Leave a nugget. That's one too many.
The damage to the door was valued at $100, but the chicken nuggets are valued at $1. The incident remains under investigation by the Columbia, South Carolina Police Department. So, two nuggets
two
stolen.
Nuggets.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A woman arrested in the beheading of a man allegedly told West Virginia deputies, "You have to take me back and let me get my heads."
Oh, well, I think that's only fair.
Rowena Cheryl Mills, a 41-year-old woman, was charged Monday with second-degree murder in the death of 29-year-old Bo Allen White. The victim's body was discovered at his home, and an investigation led to Mills' arrest.
So it's just one head?
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd she say heads for?
I don't know, but that's what she said.
Psycho!
Come on!
Deputies allegedly found
this chick can't count.
Mills covered in blood. A criminal complaint said Mills was covered in blood wearing a glove on her left hand, and she also had a pocket knife on the right hand pocket in the right hand pocket of her pants.
Was it a glittery glove like Michael Jackson?
They didn't indicate. Mills, who appeared to be inebriated, reportedly gave officials a false name and claimed that she had been cut when she was thrown through a glass door.
Okay.
She was not identify her alleged attacker. Deputy said Mills became combative and refused to leave the property. After being detained, Mills reportedly kicked the dividing window in the police car and told officers, "You have to take me back and let me get my heads." And Mills was found with narcotics and was initially charged with obstruction. She was taken to jail. Investigators received a call later that day regarding a man found decapitated inside a home.
Oh?
Yeah.
See, I wasn't fibbing.
Deputies found another body part of the victims near the home where Mills was discovered. They didn't indicate what body part.
I know what I think it is.
Yeah, me too.
The peepee.
The complaint said Mills was White's father's girlfriend, but noted that Mills went home with White the night before the murder.
Imagine cutting someone's head off.
No, it takes a lot of work, I would imagine.
It does. And I don't have that kind of time.
It was unclear whether the victim was killed by the beheading or if he died before his head was severed. The determination will have to be made by the medical examiner.
So they think that if he was alive, the beheading probably led to his death.
Yes, possibly.
Okay.
But if he was dead, then it all she did matter. Was cut a dead man's head off.
Yeah.
Mills is being held at the regional jail on $200,000 cash only bond. More than 50 geese suddenly fell from the sky into a parking lot Saturday evening in what officials are calling a freak accident.
I think I know what happened.
What?
I'm guessing lightning, right?
Yeah, well, maybe. Lightning or hail. Idaho Department of Fish and
Hail the dead geese.
Conservation officers believe the birds were struck by lightning during a ferocious hail and thunderstorm. So there you go, Steve. All the geese were discovered near Yellowstone Avenue and Lincoln Road in Idaho Falls, and all the geese were dead and fell from the sky at the same time in a several hundred yard radius.
That's amazing. And by the way, have you seen your average goose lately?
They're huge.
They're huge.
Yeah, they believe that it was a lightning strike, Steve, that killed the birds. Aww. Several of the geese had their stomachs blown open, and all of them were dead.
So they believe that if the geese had not been dead, it was the blowing open of their stomachs that led to their death?
Possibly. None of them were injured, however. Every single one of them died from the strike. Hail likely would have knocked them out of the sky, but they would have been able to glide down and land at different places. Snow geese fly at high elevations to the point they often aren't even visible from the ground.
I didn't know that they got up that high. Wow, we're looking at the back of a truck, and there's a whole ass load of dead geese.
Yeah, and they all fell out of the sky at the same time, 50 of them.
Edible?
That's nuts.
Can
I do
those?
Not know. I don't know if you can eat those things or not.
Well, we're going to do it now. They look delicious.
Yeah. For one brave man, eating one of the hottest peppers in the world came with an unexpected side effect. Days of splitting headaches that prompted a trip to the emergency room. The unusual case began immediately after the 34-year-old man took part in a chili pepper eating contest. He ate a Carolina Reaper, the pepper christened as the world's hottest by the Guinness Book of World Records in 2013.
Who would do pepper eating contests? What kind of idiots would do that?
Immediately after eating the pepper, he started dry heaving. Then he felt excruciating neck pain that soon radiated through his entire head. For the next several days, he would experience short but incredibly painful bursts of head pain known as thunderclap headaches.
Wow. You've had those, have you not?
No, I don't know if I've ever had thunderclap headaches. The episodes
they kill geese
so bad that he eventually visited the ER. Thankfully, a brain scan didn't reveal any major neurological issues, such as bulged blood vessels or bleeding.
I would be afraid of having a stroke.
But several of his arteries did appear to narrow significantly, a condition called reversible cerebral vasoconstriction syndrome. RCVS is known to cause thunderclap headaches and can be brought on by reactions to drugs, including cocaine and certain antidepressants. No case of RCVS has ever been associated with pepper eating, but the main ingredient that accounts for the pepper spiciness, capsaicin, is known to interact with our blood vessels either by constricting or dilating them.
That sounds unsafe.
And cayenne peppers have been rarely linked to heart attacks or suddenly constricted arteries near the heart. So,
do you remember the coworker we had, Preston, at Y100, who would not recoil from eating a super hot pepper, had no sense of its heat?
Yeah, it's the oil that caused the heat. They don't have any
receptors.
They're not sensitive to
it.
And we had several people in, and they were eating habaneros raw.
Oh, my God.
Like an apple.
Just downing them.
Yeah.
Now, when they come out the other end, though,
blows their bunghole out.
They can feel it.
So they feel it there.
Yep, absolutely. But there are some people that the spice doesn't get to. It's very, very wild. All right, and then finally, we'll do one more story. Multiple fire units responded to East Hollywood to help a man believed to be about 70 years old who got a, quote, personal body part stuck between the slats of a park bench.
Oh, this horny old bastard.
It was his balls, probably.
Yeah.
The firefighters quickly freed the man
I was having sex with the bench. And I got stuck.
From the bench, according to a spokeswoman.
I was supposed to meet someone. She never showed up.
The spokeswoman cannot provide details about the personal body part or
how... my balls.
she couldn't details...
It was my shriveled old balls.
Okay, she couldn't provide details about his shriveled old balls or how they became stuck in the park bench.
My walnut-looking balls.
The man was taken to a hospital after he was freed, so I don't think he was really injured. They just wanted
it was my balls.
Ejected. Okay. So
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.